The Truth News Network. You like it straight and can't find that anywhere? Rest easy. Always get the straight shot and always get the truth from the Truth News Network. Here with today's Truth Chapter is Dan Newman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Truth News Network. I'm so glad you could join us today for a very special edition. Today's story is titled, Is It a National Emergency? I'm Dan Newman. Let's get started. Jim Acosta of CNN embarrassed himself while at the southern border in McAllen, Texas, as President Trump met with local and state officials and border security personnel to discuss illegal crossings in their region. Acosta, while standing immediately next to an exact example of the type of border wall that the president has agreed would be part of his border wall if funded, said this.
And here are some of the steel slats that the president's been talking about right here. As you can see, yes, you can see through these slats to the other side of the U.S.-Mexico border. But as we're walking along here, we're not seeing any kind of imminent danger. There are no migrants trying to rush toward this fence here in the McAllen, Texas area. As a matter of fact, there are some other businesses behind me along this highway. There's a gas station, Burger King, and so on. But no sign of the national emergency that the president has been talking about. As a matter of fact, it's pretty tranquil down here.
No immigrants storming the border and no imminent danger at the southern border. That's the rhetoric announced, presented, repeated over and over again by not only CNN, Acosta's employer, but all of the rest of the mainstream media. The irony of Acosta's report is the obvious explanation for why there are no immigrants climbing or storming that wall. It's because the wall works. When a Border Patrol official was asked about it, the explanation was simple. First, and the most obvious, is the difficulty illegals experience to get through or over a wall like this one. And secondly, during the middle of the day, that's when Acosta was at this wall, illegals do not attempt illegal entry at that site because of the difficulty of getting across creates excessive amounts of time for them in trying. They would be exposed more easily there, being in plain sight for agents to see, than elsewhere along the border, in more desolate border sections where different types of border barriers exist. Acosta is not alone in attacking the notion of there being a border crisis currently. The Washington Post can't seem to make up its mind on whether there is a crisis at the southern border or if there isn't, initially declaring the situation, quote, a bona fide emergency, before backpedaling once President Trump emphasized that very point in his Oval Office address. The Post published a story on January 5th that said this, after years of Trump's dire warnings, a crisis has hit the border, but generates little urgency. Two reporters gave that story, Nick Miroff and David Nakamura, in which they stated there is a real emergency at the border that is happening for one reason and one reason only. Border agents cannot handle the volume of illegals there as, quote, record numbers of migrant families are streaming into the United States. In that report, Miroff and Nakamura said this, there has been little bipartisan urgency to examine the relatively narrow set of legal and administrative changes that could potentially make a difference in slowing illegal migration or improving conditions for families who arrive at the border. They also termed it a, quote, humanitarian crisis. It probably will come as no surprise to you that the Post changed its tune after the president's Oval Office address on the issue. Their political correspondent Dan Balz wrote his explanation of the issue that was titled, Trump used the Oval Office to try to create a border crisis. He said the president, in his address, was simply creating a narrative in which he could justify fulfilling a campaign promise by building a border wall. Well, let's make it very clear. The president did, again and again, in his campaign, and since he was elected and since he was inaugurated, to build a border wall at the southern border to stop illegal migrants. Make what you will about the media flip-flops regarding there being or not being a crisis down south. Believe or don't believe the numbers provided and always questioned by mainstream media of the atrocities committed all across the U.S. by illegals. Remember this TNT.com mantra. Just because you believe something's right doesn't mean it's right. We do know there are a bunch of illegals crossing the border every day. We do know there are a bunch of illegals committing crimes across the nation. No, all of those here illegally are not committing felonies. Let me make that clear. We do not believe, nor is it true, that all illegals are criminal, serious criminals. Some are, and some do commit those crimes. In the wake of all this, President Trump has floated a trial balloon regarding his enacting the National Emergencies Act, the NEA, which was passed by Congress to address U.S. national emergencies and how the United States can and should respond, and the ability of a U.S. president to initiate these responses without congressional approval, primarily because of the time it takes to get anything passed through Congress, if you can. The act authorized the president to activate emergency provisions of law via an emergency declaration on the conditions, and there are conditions to it. The president specifies the provisions so activated and notifies Congress. An activation would expire if the president expressly terminated the emergency or did not renew the emergency annually, or if each House of Congress passed a resolution terminating the emergency. After presidents objected to this congressional termination provision on separation of power grounds, it was replaced in 1985 with termination by an enacted joint resolution. According to the Federal Register, 58 national emergencies have been declared by various presidents since the National Emergency Act of 1976 was signed into law by President Gerald Ford. Listen to this, too. 31 of those have been annually renewed and are currently still in effect, as listed in the Federal Register. So we're going to break it down for you. Here's a list of the presidents who declared still ongoing national emergencies and exactly what each is about. It began with President Jimmy Carter. November 14th of 79, the national emergency with respect to Iran in response to the Iran hostage crisis. President Bill Clinton, six of his are still in action. November 4th of 94, the national emergency with respect to the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction that combined two previous national emergencies focused on weapons of mass destruction. Then in 95, with respect to prohibiting transactions with terrorists who threatened to disrupt the Middle East peace process, placed economic sanctions in response to the Jerusalem bombing. Also in 95, in March, the national emergency with respect to prohibiting certain transactions with respect to the development of Iranian petroleum resources was an effort to prevent potential deals between oil companies. Same year, 95 in October, with respect to blocking assets and prohibiting transactions with significant narcotics traffickers centered in Colombia, was declared after increased reports of drug cartels laundering money through American companies. 96, with respect to regulations of the anchorage and movement of vessels with respect to Cuba, was after civilian planes were shot down near Cuba. And Clinton's last NEA that's still in force in 97, it said this, with respect to blocking Sudanese government property and prohibiting transactions with Sudan implemented economic and trade sanctions. Then there's George W. Bush, Bush 43. His first National Emergency Act was given June 26th of 01 with respect to blocking property of persons who threaten international stabilization efforts in the Western Balkans, imposed sanctions on those aiding Albania insurgents in Macedonia. Same year, August, with respect to export control regulations, renewed presidential power to control exports in a national emergency since the Export Administration Act of 1979 lapsed. September of 2001, with respect to certain terrorist attacks, was in response to the terrorist attacks of 9/11 and the continuing and immediate threat of further attacks on the United States. Just a week later, September 23rd, with respect to persons who commit, threaten to commit, or support terrorism. That was in response to the terrorist attacks of 9/11. March 6th of 03, the National Emergency Act, with respect to blocking property of persons undermining democratic processes or institutions in Zimbabwe, was an effort to punish associates of Robert Mugabe. Same year, in May, with respect to protecting the development fund for Iraq and certain other property in which Iraq has an interest, was issued following the U.S. invasion of Iraq. May 11th of 2004, with respect to blocking property of certain persons and prohibiting the export of certain goods to Syria, that was in response to Syria supporting terrorist activities in Iraq. June 16th of 06, the national emergency with respect to blocking property of certain persons undermining democratic processes or institutions in Belarus was in response to charges of fraud in the Belarus presidential election. Same year in October, with respect to blocking property of certain persons contributing to the conflict in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, that was in response to violence around the Congolese presidential election runoff. Next year, 2007, in August, with respect to blocking property of persons undermining the sovereignty of Lebanon, that was in response to a breakdown of the rule of law in that country. June 26th of 08, with respect to continuing certain restrictions with respect to North Korea, cited the risk of proliferation of weapons usable fission material, nuclear material. President Trump renewed this June 22nd of 2018, citing the same thing as President Bush, and it was also because the government of North Korea continued to pose an unusual and extraordinary threat. The next president, Barack Obama, he had several, and several of his are still in force. The first, April 12, 2010, the national emergency with respect to blocking property of certain persons contributing to the conflict in Somalia, that was in respect to threats posed by Somali pirates. February 25th, 2011, with respect to blocking property and prohibiting certain transactions related to Libya, froze the assets of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. July 25th of that year, the national emergency with respect to blocking property of transnational criminals, that was in response to the rise in crime by specific organizations, Los Zetos in Mexico, the Brothers Circle, former Soviet Union countries, the Yakuza in Japan, and the Camorra in Italy. May 16th of 2012, that one with respect to blocking property of persons threatening the peace, security, or stability of Yemen. It addressed political unrest within the Yemen government. 2 years, 2014, with respect to blocking property of certain persons contributing to the situation in Ukraine, in response to the Russian invasion of Crimea. Same year, 1 month later, April, with respect to blocking property of certain persons with respect to South Sudan, was in response to the ongoing civil war. 1 month later, with respect to blocking property of certain persons contributed to the conflict in the Central African Republic, in response to violence towards humanitarian aid workers. March 8, 2015, the national emergency with respect to blocking property and suspending entry of certain persons contributing to the situation in Venezuela, that was in response to human rights violations. April 1st, 2015, the national emergency with respect to blocking property of certain persons engaging in significant malicious cyber-enabled activities in response to Chinese cyber attacks on, guess who? The United States. November 2015, the national emergency with respect to blocking property of certain persons contributing to the situation in Burundi was declared after a failed coup. There's only one president left, the current president, Donald Trump. Just a few. We'll get to those, and we'll give you the skinny on what we're talking about today at truthnewsnetwork.org.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-woo!
Ronnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars switching to Geico?
I'd say happier than a camel on Wednesday.
Hump day!
Get happy. Yeah. Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-woo!
Ronnie, how
day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey. Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike.
Election cycles come and go. White House reporters come and go. The truth is a diamond because it's forever.
TNN, the Truth News Network.
Your jeweler today is Dan Newman.
Back to it, answering the question of do we really have a national emergency at the southern border? President Trump and many others say absolutely. And of course, across the aisle and in the mainstream media, not so much. President Trump has issued a few of these himself. The first, December 20th of 2017. The national emergency with respect to blocking the property of persons involved in serious human rights abuse or corruption imposed sanctions on the Myanmar general for his role persecuting Rohingya Muslims. September 12th of 2018. With respect to imposing certain sanctions in the event of foreign interference in a United States election, attempted to prevent any meddling with the 2018 midterm elections amid the ongoing investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. November 27th of 2018, the national emergency with respect to blocking property of certain persons contributing to the situation in Nicaragua was declared by President Trump in response to violence and the Ortega's regime's systematic dismantling and undermining of democratic institutions and the rule of law. That constitutes an unusual and extraordinary threat to the national security and foreign policy of the United States. Folks, all of those, 31 of them, and they're still in place. You heard it. All the reasons, and I'm sure you've got some questions in your mind about that. Well, here's the deal. It is doubtful that Democrats in Congress are going in any way to cooperate with funding for the building of a wall along with other types of meaningful technology efforts to stop illegals from entering the U.S. It is certain their reasoning has nothing to do with what's best for the American people. So what's an alternative? The best alternative. Quite honestly, at this point, the only alternative I can see is for the president to declare a national emergency action necessary for national security reasons. Now, before my liberal friends and other partners here blast me for saying this, stating the president has no authority to do so, consider this. The NEA, as shown above, clearly states the basis for any president to do so. 58 times since the law was enacted, presidents have done so, and 31 of those declarations were never terminated and are still in force, as we just detailed to you. Here's the most amazing thing to me about the previous NEAs implemented. None, absolutely none, have anything to do with addressing a direct threat to the continental United States perpetrated or facilitated by its border neighbors. So what's going to happen here? I'll tell you. President Trump is going to get his wall. It will not be just a wall. It will probably not be a big, solid concrete wall. Additional elements for security will be put in place. How's this going to happen without Congress authorizing funds to take this action? There's only one other way. And that's what we've mentioned above. President Trump, without approval from Congress for necessary funding, will invoke the National Emergency Act. He'll find funding from somewhere else in the government and initiate the wall and additional border security measures. Further, I feel the president will eventually do this. I believe he will. Why do I believe it will take the enactment of the National Emergencies Act? Because Democrats in Congress flatly refuse over and over again to fund the border security detailed by the president in a report that he submitted for just one reason. The extreme left of the Democrat Party promised to vote for Pelosi as House Speaker because she promised she would not fund what President Trump wanted. Well, you say, what about Chuck Schumer? He's the minority leader over on the Senate side. Well, quite honestly, Schumer simply cannot stand his fellow New Yorker who lives at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. He's going to do anything to stop this president from being able to claim a victory on any policy achievement. Let's just call it simply symbolism over substance. And who pays the price for this? Both 800,000 federal employees and all those Americans who suffer wrongs at the hands of illegal criminals who infiltrate America. Oh, by the way, there's one more group that's going to pay. And that group's already paying, and paying dearly. American taxpayers, to the tune of somewhere between $60 and $100 billion a year. Even if the president caved, approves the Democrat funding bill that does not fund new border security measures by Homeland Security, and get the government back to work, that would change nothing substantive at our southern border. Let's face it, political talking points aside, I doubt very seriously any on the left sincerely feel the lives of those murdered at the hands of illegals or just brutalized are not tragic. But what concerns me is that when weighing the tragedies of those against the importance of the left winning political battles against this president and other conservatives, they choose the political battles as their importance. In doing so, they diminish the value of the lives of those killed and the rights of those brutalized by putting illegals first. We can sum it up this way. If the left hold genuine concern for the health and well-being of American citizens above all others, and if their concerns center primarily on what's best for the nation, they will back away from their open borders ideology and let President Trump do the right thing. Unfortunately, I think what matters most to Democrats and other leftists who are paying the debt they owe to their open borders constituents. It's sad that would take the place of the rule of law, the U.S. Constitution, and the common decency to recognize and acknowledge the needs of Americans must come first. After all, we allow 1 million immigrants into the U.S. each year who pay the price to become U.S. citizens through the legal process. That 1 million a year, in case you haven't heard, that is more than every other country does on Earth combined. Isn't it ironic that any members of Congress would put breaking the law and those who break the law above those who live their lives in the United States legally? But they are. Thanks for joining us today here at truthnewsnet.org. We appreciate you being here every day. Let us hear from you. Dan@truthnewsnet.org. Tell us what you think about the southern border issues and what the answer or answers should be. And make sure you stay tuned. Much more coming down the pipe at truthnewsnet.org. So long, everybody.
So busy you don't have time for today's news on TV or newspaper?
Never fear.
TNN has your answer. Download TNN Podcast to your phone.
Catch up with the latest news
during your busy day. The Truth News Network.
TNN. TruthNewsNet.org.